burnout, its potential. Part 3, Options Menu 2, Keyboard Settings and Beyond. So far, you learned about what Options Menu is and how to configure the Broad Display to your liking. Now, as the title says, we will continue with Adventures in Options Menu, starting with Keyboard Voice and all the way to the end. For like a proper demonstration, what I will do is I'll open a new document on a word processor.
Folder name, press enter for general. Document to open.
I'll type test.
Document does not exist. Create a new document. Top of document. Blank.
Okay, we're now on the top of the test document, which allows me to show you keyboard settings and review voice. I'll go to options menu.
Options menu.
And
the review, braille options.
The next thing that comes up is
keyboard settings.
Keyboard settings. Keyboard settings allows you to configure the behavior of the key echo and the keyboard grade.
Keyboard voice currently off.
I press enter on that and it's a keyboard voice off. There are four levels of keyboard echo. Keyboard voice off. It means that there is no echo whatsoever when typing text. And
spell.
Spell means that everything will be spoken, like dot six, J, etc. Or in a period, that's two, etc.
Words.
This is a default setting. Whenever I type things like Joseph, LFS, after I press spacebar, it'll say Joseph. And some other things. The last thing is
both words and spell.
If I do that, the thing that I'm typing will be spelled out loud. And if I press spacebar, the word that I just typed will be spoken. To demonstrate that, I will give you the hands-on demonstration. I'll start typing text.
Off.
When the keyboard echo is off,
exit. Land.
I'll type in my name. Notice that nothing was spoken. I typed Joseph Lee. If I go
keyboard
to spell.
Spell.
And if I type things like my name,
dot six, J O S E P H space, dot six, L E E.
And here's a funny phenomenon. If I start typing extremely fast, here's what will happen to speech.
New line, dot six, J O H S space, dot six, M R, space, dot six, space, dot six, O O L.
I type my name, John Marsh High School. I type my school name. That is. And if I set it to things like
words,
you'll hear this.
Joseph. Lead new line. John. Marshall. High. School. Top of document.
Like that. Notice that when I typed it, there was nothing that came up. And if I press spacebar, it said Joseph, space, Lee, etc. The last thing is
both words and spell.
Both words and spell. And if I do that, you hear this.
Dot six, J O S E P H Joseph. Dot six, L E E.
And here's another phenomenon.
Lead new line.
If I type extremely fast, you'll hear this.
Dot six. H. N. John. Dot six. M. R. H. I. G. H. I. Dot six. S. C. H. R. L.
I misspelled it for some odd reasons. My recommendation is that you set it to words. This is a default value until you're acquainted with the keyboard of your burnout, whether it's BT or QT. And then you might want to change to like off.
keyboard off.
The shortcut is off will be F. Both words and spell is whatever the option is B. Words is W, spell is S. The next item is
preferred keyboard braille grade, currently grade 2.
This means that the default grade that I'm going to write, going to use to write text, will be grade 2. As I said earlier, the grades can be changed in the middle of the document. If you have multilingual enabled, you'll see preferred grade, braille grade for such and such language, like English, Spanish, French. And then it will allow you to set the grade for each language. The next one is,
do you wish to be advised when a non-preferred braille code or grade is required? Currently, no.
This means that if there's a prompt that wants me to type in, let's say, computer braille, while my preferred grade is grade 2, then it will present me with the prompt to do so. For example, let's say if I say Y to this prompt, and if
yes.
I go to Internet Explorer, you'll hear this.
Address, press enter for www.humanware.com/keyweb.
Oh, there's nothing there. Oh, where is the good thing to write? Oh, here's a good one. If I go to, like, let's say,
database to use, computer braille is required.
There we go. Since databases are like a text file, and like they are like a definition files that are written in usually in computer braille, you'll say things like computer braille is required. I'm currently at the enter key base, the database manager, which I'll cover later. And if I go to keyboard settings, if I change the advice to no,
keyboard, do you wish to be advised? No. Use 6 exit.
Notice what
database happens. To use. Task menu. Database to use.
Notice that there's no prompt whatsoever about computer braille or any word is required. I'll go back to the document.
Folder. Top of
the next one deals with the computer braille entry, and which is the last one.
Options menu. Use 6 or 8 dot computer braille, currently 8 dot computer braille.
There are subtle differences between these two settings. This essentially allows you to set whether you want to type computer braille file or any text document using the 6 or 8 dot. 6 dot means that if you want to type capital signs, you have to press U code for caps lock and type it. And for 8 dot setting, if you want to type capital sign, you can press the key for whatever the capital sign is, whatever the letter is, for example, J, and then press dot 7, which is backspace, to type capital J. If you're not very comfortable, if you're not that comfortable with computer braille, I suggest that you leave it to 6 dot, which is the default value. But if you work extensively with computer braille documents, or if you're comfortable with it, if you're used to writing text documents in braille, then use some 8 dot. This is up to you.
End of list.
And this is the end of the list.
End.
The shortcut key is backspace and enter K. I believe it's a function key under QT, but I don't know. I have to check it out. The next one is intriguing as keyboard settings, which this controls the voice. Our options menu.
Land.
Oh.
Options menu. Exit.
Options
menu.
And then the next item after keyboard settings.
Keyboard setting.
Is
review voice.
Review voice, which allows you to do things with the voice like changing the punctuation level, synthesizer, and alert mode. And for this demonstration, I will open a new document. Oh, actually, I have the document open, so I don't have to do that. So I'll press enter on the viewer voice, And the first thing that comes up is
speech currently on.
There are three levels of speech. Speech on means speech will be on continuously.
Off.
Speech off means that there's no speech at all.
On request.
On request means that if you are in a prompt that requires speech, so like repeating information or like reading a current word or current sentence, the thing will come up. I'll show you the demonstration of that. If I escape it and then go back to the document, and if I set the speech to on, you'll hear this. And if I press Enter T, okay.
Speech on. 12:46 and 52 seconds p.m. Monday, December 31st, 2007.
And so forth. And if I have speech off.
Speech on.
If I press Enter T or Enter D, nothing comes up. I just typed my name for the sake of demonstration here.
Speech on request.
And if I set the speech on request, if I press that 5 chord to move to the next word, my cursor is placed at Lee. If I press space and that 2, the cursor is placed at Joseph. But if I press things like space with that 2, 5,
Joseph
comes up. Just like that. This is the like a power of speech on request. There's a trick here. The quickest way to change between these three settings is by pressing space and then previous thumb key or previous navigation key on the PK. The next option is I inadvertently turned it to request mode.
Speech volume level currently 5.
This means that the speech volume level for synthesizer will be either higher or lower than this. There are 5 levels. 1 is softest, 5 is loudest. I'll show you what those are. If I press 1,
punctuation level currently 2.
Notice that you can barely hear it.
Speech volume level currently 1.
If you set it to 3,
punctuation level currently 2. Speech volume level currently 3.
If I set it to 5,
punctuation level currently 2.
Notice that it returns to regular value and it's somewhat loud. Punctuation level, the next one that comes up, means that when you read a document using speech, whatever you set this level, the punctuation and spaces will be announced or not. In other words, if you set it to like some punctuation, only your punctuations like dashes and backslashes will be announced. There are 5 levels. 1 is none, almost none except backslashes. 2 is some, like backslashes and the hyphen, etc. 3 is most, where most of the punctuation will be spoken. 4 is all punctuations, and 5 is spell mode. Now I will show you what that means by opening a new file that I know that has a lot of punctuation marks in it.
Document to open. Press Enter for demonstration document and new EB. Demonstration document.
There we go.
Top of document. Top of document.
This is what happens if I set it to punctuation level 1.
Punch. Number. Exit. This is the first line of a short document which is provided to give you a file to experiment with. It does not contain any useful information, and it may be erased after a few days' experience with Keysoft. This is the start of the second paragraph of this document. This document was typed with the layout and page settings left at their factory settings. You will find the factory settings soon.
Unless there's some backslashes, it'll announce backslashes, but there's none here. If I change to some punctuation, which is level 2.
Punctuation. Number. Punctuation. Exit. This.
If I read it again.
This is the first line of a short document which is provided to give you a file to experiment with. It does not contain any useful information, and it may...
And so forth. Although, there are some punctuations that are not spoken. Although, I should have found a document that has a lot of these. If I search to punctuation level 3...
Option. Punctuation. Number. Exit. This. This is the first line of a short document which is provided to give you a file to experiment with. It does not contain any useful information, and it may be erased after a few days' experience with Keysoft. New paragraph. This is the start of the second paragraph of this document. This document was typed with the layout and page settings left at their factory settings. You will find the factory settings suitable for most applications. New paragraph.
Notice that for levels 1 and 2, there was no new paragraph announcement. In level 3, there is. If I change to level 4, which is all punctuations,
punctuation. Number four.
If
exit.
I start
this.
Reading it, you'll hear this.
This is the first line of a short document which is line break provided to give you a file to experiment with. Period. It line break does not contain any useful information, and it may be line break erased after a few days' experience with Keysoft. Period. New paragraph, two spaces. This is the start of this.
Yeah, that's what I mean by all punctuations. And if I go to level 5,
punctuation. Number. Exit. This.
This is what you hear.
Dot 6. TH space I S space the space F S T space L I N E space O F A space S H O R T space D O C U 5 6 T space.
Wow. You don't really want to do that. This is called a spell mode, and you don't really want to use it unless if you're proofreading for 100% accuracy.
Punctuate.
For most of the time, punctuation level 2 will be, I would say, suitable. Next one is...
Number format, currently words.
Words means number of nouns like a 139, 2007, 2008, 17,035, etc. This is default setting. And if I do that, you hear date as...
Monday, December 31st, 2007.
And if I change to digits, you hear this.
Digits. Speech synth. Monday, December 31st, 2007.
Oh, it doesn't work at all. Oh, I have
to exit. Top of document. Land.
If I set it to,
number four.
Words.
Exit.
You hear this. And if I set it to
number four.
Digits, you hear this.
Exit. 2007 2008170 35
and so forth.
Number format. Words.
Words will be useful if you want to like read it the numbers in a natural way. Digits is useful for like a thing like credit card information or like sensitive checking numbers. The next one is somewhat intriguing.
Speech synthesizer, currently eloquence.
I'm using Eloquence for demonstration, but the default speech engine is Keynote Gold, which sounds like this.
Keynote Gold. Delete alert tone module, currently 0. Error alert tone module, currently 5. Delete alert tone speech synthesizer, currently Keynote Gold.
Something like that. And use a KNG.DLL for it. If I switch to Eloquence.
Eloquence speech synthesizer, delete alert tone speech eloquence. Speech voice, currently adult male.
This means that you can change the default speech voice. To meet them, you will press space with H. But for like concerns about pitch, I have to raise it.
Pitch 7-8.
And if I do that, you'll meet the familiar friends here.
For adult male voice, press M.
For adult female voice, press F. For child voice, press C.
For elderly male voice, press E.
For elderly female voice, press L.
And so forth.
6.
The next one is...
Hyperlink speech voice, currently adult male.
Again, same setting except the hyperlink. Hyperlink, I'll show you later, is a fundamental element of internet, where one document is linked to another document. And if you want to make the web truly come alive, you can change the voice of the hyperlink. I'll press enter to skip to the next one. But before I do that, for like correct demonstration, I will go to different application. This time, File Manager.
Main menu.
Because there is a location where it has the tones.
PSoft. Windows. List of. PSoft ALARM 1. PSoft. PSoft Bell.WAV.
Like that. Okay.
PSoft Click. PSoft. PSoft Delete. Double.
Okay. So I'll go back to options and review voice.
Speak.
Right after the like speech synthesizer or like hyperlink speech voice, depending on the synthesizer, is this.
Speech sim, speech hyper, delete alert tone volume currently zero.
Delete alert tone. This means that when you delete a like a thing text, you hear the beep, which I'll show you later. This actually allows you to set the volume for the beep. 0 means that the beep will be off, 6 means it will be loud. The beep sounds like this. And if I go, if you turn it off, you won't hear that. But if you press the 6, it will be extremely loud. The next tone is
hyper error alert tone volume currently 5.
Error alert tone volume. This will happen whenever error is encountered, and it sounds like this. Zero. If the level is 0, then it is off. If it's 6, it'll be loudest. The last one is
delete error alert. Progress tone volume currently 0.
I turned it off for some reason. Progress tone. This, the beep will be heard when something like progress is going on, like downloading file, opening web page, opening a file, etc. It sounds like this. And just for the fun of it, the hyperlink speed voice, hyperlink, if you set the hyperlink voice to the same as the default voice, you'll hear this instead.
Peace off hyperlink.
So this is a hyperlink voice that you hear when you set hyperlink voice to default. So that's the review voice.
Main menu.
The shortcut in this case is backspace and enter R. I forgot the Qt command, I think it's function R, but I don't know, someone can correct me. So those are the configuration settings. The next one that we have is this.
Raylock Keep Review Voice Connectivity.
Connectivity will be dealt in a separate podcast. But the next one is
Visual Display.
Visual Display, this means that whatever you're doing in KeyStop will be sent out to a computer monitor. Whether it has hyperterminal or what's called KeyView. KeyView is a virtual display application which allows a sighted person to see what's going on in KeyStop and incidentally whatever is being displayed on the virtual display. So if I press enter here,
visual display currently off.
This allows me to set the port for the virtual display. There are numerous settings, including off, which means the virtual display will be off.
Serial.
The display will be sent via serial port.
Infrared.
Infrared, which is not available for PK. The information will be sent via infrared port on the right hand side of the right hand back side of the or M-Power and Classic.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth only available for M-Power and PK. The information will be sent via a wireless Bluetooth.
Off.
And we're back to the off. The shortcut is V.
Main menu.
From options menu. Q preview will be dealt in a separate podcast once my desktop is back to normal.
Options menu. Keyboard, group, visual display.
The next one is...
Next appointment.
Next appointment. Which allows you to see whether you have a next appointment in Planner or if there's none. The shortcut is N here, but the actual shortcut from anywhere in Keysoft is Enter N. I forgot the QT command, but I believe it's a function, if I'm correct. If I press Enter N right here,
you have no future appointments scheduled.
If I had one appointment, then it will say like, you have one appointment. And if I set an alarm in key plan, it will say, you have the next alarm is scheduled to ring, etc. I'll show you how that works in the Planner podcast. Next one, we have...
Word processor.
Oh.
Keyboard review. Next appointment. Power and battery status.
For those of you who listen to Support Information Mode podcast, you would have came across this again. Once, this allows you to see whether you're running under AC power or not, and check the power status. On a QT, it is read escape. On the BT, there's none, but it is P, options menu, and then P. If I do that, you hear
level 87%, adapter on, main menu.
Because mine is being charged at the moment. Next one after power setting is this.
Visual power and battery status. User guide.
User guide. This allows you to read and listen to the onboard user guide, which is, I'd say, is extensive. It covers everything from the beginning, getting started, to the auto to the end, includes appendices and command summary. The shortcut on the BT is backspace, enter H for help, and QT is read and then help, implying that you're trying to read a help file.
Look up word.
This is only available if you have concise Oxford Dictionary installed, which we dealt in a separate podcast. Lookup word means that whatever you come across a term that you don't know or have ambiguity, you can just pop in there and then look up a word. The shortcut on the BT is backspace, actually not backspace, it's enter with *256 for dictionary and enter with *1456 for the stores. I don't know the QT command anyway. Or you can come up here, O core and then L, FN, O, and L, and then just pop in here. Next one.
Spell, repeat and spell.
These are speech settings along with...
Here punctuation, repeat with maximum punctuation.
This means that whenever you encounter like a prompt or word that you want it to be spelled or hear punctuation, then you can do that. I think I showed this in a previous podcast, but someone I forgot. And to show you how it works, I'll go to a prompt where it has some punctuation and spell option enabled. I'll go to folder name prompt on word processor by pressing backspace enter W. What's going on?
Main menu, drive, press enter for keys on flash disk.
There we go. We're now at the folder name. If I press R or repeat on the QT,
folder name, press enter for general.
If I press enter and S for spell,
folder name, press enter for cap general.
This is what the spell function does. And if I press enter H for hear punctuation,
folder name, press enter for cap general.
That's what the hear punctuation does. I forgot the QT command, so I'm sorry for. But bear with me. The next option is something that we came across before.
Look, move to another task.
Move to another task. In keys of 5.1 or under, it'll be change task, but with keys of 6.0, it is moved to another task. In Windows term, it'll be like a task manager, or I technically call it start menu for Windows Mobile operating systems. If I showed you earlier, I'm sorry, I get to show you again. If you press enter here,
task menu, word processor, planner,
and so forth. The shortcut for task menu is space with dash 235 on BT and read with tab on QT if I'm correct. Or M for keys of 6.0 or higher, or Ocr C for keys of 5.1 or under. Next one is
step front thumb keys, turn them off.
This is not available for voice note users. The shortcut is awkward F for front thumb keys. If I press enter here,
thumb keys off.
This is thumb keys off. And I'm pressing thumb keys here, but there's nothing moving. And if I press awkward F again,
thumb keys on.
Thumb keys will be back on. And if I do that,
it media center.
I move to the main menu here, and as I press thumb keys, it moves to the next or previous items. Next are the speech configuration settings and speech reminders. I will go through these in real life situations. In order to do that, I need to open a media file using media player.
Play media file. Media file to play.
Sound familiar? That's piano version of Beethoven's Sonata, Beethoven Symphony version number 9, second movement. The reason why I turned this on is in order to show you how speech works. How the speech reminder works.
Main menu.
On the back of the main menu, and if I go to options menu, and right after the front thumb keys prompt, the next item is this.
Power. Move to speak louder. Press enter with dot 4.
I believe on the QT is I forgot, but I'll check it out right now. The QT is this.
To speak louder, press function with period.
What happened is I connected my USB keyboard. And if I do that, you'll hear this.
Volume 25, 26, 27, 28.
Notice that it gets louder?
Volume 27, 28.
The next item is.
To speak softer, press enter with dot 1. To speak softer, press function with comma.
This means that the volume will get softer. If I press the keystroke,
volume 27, 26, 25, 24. Rate 10, 9, volume 24.
For USB keyboards with the F11 and F12 keys, the command is Control F12 for volume up and Control F11 for volume down. Next,
to increase speech pitch, press enter with dot 5.
If you do that, the speech pitch will go higher.
Pitch 7, 8.
And so forth. The QT equivalent is
to increase speech pitch, press shift with function with equals.
The next one is
to decrease speech pitch, press enter with dot 2.
The QT equivalent.
To decrease speech pitch, press shift with function with hyphen.
Okay. If I do that, press enter with dot 2, you'll hear this.
Pitch 7, 6, 5, 4.
And so forth.
6,
the if you have a keyboard with an F11 and F12 keys, the color will be shift F12 for
pitch 7,
raising pitch, and shift F11 for
pitch 6,
lowering pitch. Next one is
to speak faster, press enter with dot 6.
Another term for rate.
To speak faster, press function with equals.
If I do that, you hear this.
Rate 10. Rate 11. 12. Rate 13.
And so forth.
Rate 12. Rate 11. Rate 10. Rate 9.
Next one is
to speak slower, press enter with dot 3. Rate 8. 7. 6. 5.
And the QT equal of an
to speak slower, press function with hyphen, rate 6, 7, rate 9.
Or I press enter that 3 to give you the demonstration. For keyboards with F11 and F12, F12 raises the rate, F11 lowers it. The next one is
to increase media volume, press enter with dots 4, 6.
For BT,
to increase media volume, press control with equals.
For QT. And if I do that, you'll hear the music gets louder. Notice that as I press enter that 4-6, it increases.
To decrease media volume, press enter with dots 1-3. To decrease media volume, press control with hyphen.
So if I press space enter that 1-3, notice that speech is not affected while media volume is.
Pitch 5, 6, 23, 22, 4, 5.
For some reason, I I don't know, but I never really changed the speech volume level. The next one is
to play back the last memo recorded or played. Press enter with M.
Enter with M means that the memo that you recorded will be played back for you.
To play back the last memo recorded or played, press shift with function with M. To pause or resume all media playback, press enter with dots 1-3-4-6. To pause or resume all media playback, press control with backslash.
I mean this. If I press enter with X, it stops. And if I press enter with X again, resumes.
To mute or unmute streaming audio, press enter with dots 1-3-4-6.
Same as the media volume.
End of menu.
And that's it.
Exit. Main menu.
The media volume, and the increase and decrease in media volume, and the pausing it, that were covered extensively in Media Center podcast. Congratulations, you have just stepped off options menu. So this is the all the features that are available on the options menu. And to give it a summary, you can configure everything from the Braille display options about whether to use keyboard echo or not, configuring speech synthesizer, and to get reminder on how to change speech volume, pitch, rate, and media volume. Starting from the next podcast, I will dive into each of the KeySub applications, starting with word processor and going through the planner, address list, email, internet, and so forth. And I hope that this podcast may have reminded you or may give you a picture of what the options menu is and how to configure Burnout to your liking. If you have any questions or comments, just email me at joseph_lee22590@yahoo.com or any other email addresses that I'll give you shortly. So thank you for listening to the third edition of the Burnout Its Potential podcast. You can contact me by various ways. You can contact me by email at joseph_lee22590@yahoo.com. You can also contact me at joseph.lee22590@gmail.com or joseph.lee22590@blindc.com. Hope to see you soon in the next episode of Burnout Its Potential podcast.